Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. Krista Jappel is a professor at the Université du Québec à Montréal. She is also the author of two IRPP studies, the most recent, Factors of Risk, Vulnerability, and School Readiness Among Preschoolers, Evidence from Quebec. Welcome, Krista.
Welcome. Hi.
Your study found that students at risk of developing behavioral problems and learning disabilities can be identified from an early age, some as early as grade one, in fact. What are the risk factors linked to poor performance in school that you've identified?
We looked at the risk factors in different ways. Based on the literature, we chose the risk factors that are most likely associated with children's difficulties once they reach school age. And they're more or less closely related to the child, starting with the health status of the child, the health of the child, family processes such as parental, how able the parents are to show good parenting practices, how good the relationships are within the family, going further to the family structure, if the child lives with both parents or only one parent, family income, the education of the mother, the health status of the mother, the emotional well-being, up to neighborhood characteristics. So you see it's a series of risk factors that are more or less close to the child, but they're all related in the literature to the outcomes we've measured.
And if the risk factors, the more risk factors you find, the more sort of worrisome the outcome may be. Is that right?
That's right. We look at it from a cumulative risk perspective. That is, it has been shown in the literature that the human organism can deal with that much stress, after which it is just too much and it has an impact on the individual's development. And we usually look at a threshold of four or more risk factors. So we looked at all these 10 to 12 risk factors which we could identify from the beginning of the child's life up to their school entry, and we took that cut of four risk factors and more, and we saw a clear relationship to indicators of development, such as behavioral adjustment, different aspects of behavioral adjustment, such as physical aggression, hyperactivity, inattention, opposition, or anxiety behaviors related to that, and the abilities, the performance on tests that are very good predictors of later success in school, measuring vocabulary and number knowledge.
What, in your view, can be done to help children from at-risk households?
I think one of the protective factors we looked at in the report is attending childcare. And it has been shown that childcare has beneficial effects for children, especially children who are vulnerable, who come from a high-risk environment. And attending childcare is consistently associated with benefits in the cognitive domain. However, we found in the study that children who live in high-risk environments and that over a longer period of time are less likely to attend childcare, so they're less likely also to benefit from this potential protection. What can we do? I think as you ensure that the most vulnerable have access to this potentially protective, which can have a negative impact of the environment. However, it is in reality not the case that these children, that it's that easy for these children to get into childcare, so we have to make sure we reserve more spaces for them.
So by reserving the spaces, is that the best way to reach the children who aren't being enrolled in good quality childcare?
I think we have to go beyond that. I think we have to act as a community. There are some associations between community health centers, the CLSCs, and the early childhood centers who collaborate and who work on some kind of an intervention plan for children with special needs and children from high-risk environments. But the big challenge is, and the major challenge is, to get to the families and to encourage them to send their child to childcare. It's not just enough to reserve the space, because those parents are also less likely to come and ask for a space because they might be unemployed or they might be at a level of income where even if we have subsidized childcare, $7 a day is still a major sacrifice. So I think we have to, as a community, approach those families and help them and encourage them to use, to make use of this structure.
You have said that from a very young age, these kids are already significantly behind for intervention from pregnancy, as early as pregnancy. Can you elaborate?
Yes, I think if we want to prevent what we are observing among these children, and we're talking about roughly one child in four who has experienced a high-risk, vulnerable condition before entering the school system, I think we should prevent in the sense of supporting families, at-risk families. I mean, these families are at risk and vulnerable before the birth of the child. And there are some initiatives in Quebec based on programs that have been very successful in the United States. That is, being with parents, establishing a relationship with a parent, accompanying the parent, teaching the parent about child development, and that would be an ideal relationship that would allow for this kind of encouragement to use child care. So prevention has to start very early, and I guess that would definitely lower the percentage of children who arrive at school with, you know, being at risk for later failure. However, I just want to add, for those children we've been following for 10 years, they're in elementary school now, and I think within the school system we also have to increase the resources for those children. I mean, we will always have vulnerable children. I just hope we can lower the percentage of them.
What kind of child care is most beneficial for these kinds of at-risk kids?
Given our system and given the given research, center-based care is usually the best in terms of quality, because it's not just sending the child to child care. We also have to be very concerned about the quality. I mean, a child who comes from a high-risk environment and then is in a very low-quality child care setting, we're just adding a risk factor. So we have to be concerned about the quality, the level of quality, the qualifications of the personnel, of the child care workers. And center-based care, the not-for-profit center-based care in Quebec is much better than other forms of child care that also exist in our province, such as for-profits or home-based care. So I would strongly recommend to send the children to center-based, our early childhood centers or Centre de la Petite Enfance.
Your study found that nearly one in four children in Quebec have lived with four or more risk factors for at least 3 years before reaching the age of six. What are the implications for the next generation?
Well, you know, there's this what we call the intergenerational transmission of difficulties, and I mean, the probability that the children of these children experience some kind of difficulties is quite high. So in that sense, it's kind of upsetting to know that at the beginning of the 21st century, we still have so many children who are growing up in not very good context, family and otherwise. So I think as a society, we have to really invest more in early childhood, in child care settings, the quality, especially the quality of child care settings, and these preventative measures to make sure that we lower the number of children who come to school and are at high risk of failing.
Are vulnerable children in Quebec better off than their Canadian counterparts, given the province's subsidized child care system, do you think?
I think in terms of childcare, they're better off. We have a more subsidized basis, which means the parents are probably better off because they can afford, more parents can afford childcare. But I don't think, I mean, I don't have comparative figures. I don't think there are fewer vulnerable children elsewhere. I think we have a pretty similar economy and similar risk factors. So it would be interesting to do that study, a comparative study in the other provinces.
Krista Jappel, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Kate.
Dr. Krista Jappel is a professor at the Université du Québec à Montréal, and she is the author of two IRPP studies, the most recent, Factors of Risk, Vulnerability, and School Readiness Among Preschoolers, Evidence from Quebec. It can be downloaded free of charge from www.irpp.org.